And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 30th of July, 2009. It's the anniversary of the first meeting of the first representative assembly in America, and that was the House of Burgesses in Jamestown in the Virginia colony in 1619. It's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born in Thornton, England, 1818, who wrote one of the greatest love stories of all time, though she herself, to the best of anyone's knowledge, never had a lover, Wuthering Heights, 1847. She was one of a family of brilliant young people, Anne and Charlotte and their brother Branwell, who educated themselves at home by reading their father's large collection of classic literature, and who invented elaborate fantasy kingdoms and filled notebooks with the history and the inhabitants of these places. Emily was the most reserved of the Bronte children. The most outgoing was Charlotte, who in 1836 decided they should all publish their poems, but under male pseudonyms. The book came out in 1846, and a year later, Wuthering Heights was published. And a year after that, Emily died of tuberculosis at the age of 30, standing in the living room of her family's parsonage. It's the birthday of Torsten Veblen, born on a farm in Manitowoc County, Wisconsin, 1857, to Norwegian immigrants, a large family, 11 brothers and sisters. Torsten Veblen, best known for his book, The Theory of the Leisure Class, 1899, in which he came up with the idea of conspicuous consumption. The novelist William H. Gass, born in Fargo, North Dakota, 1924, on this day. He supported himself teaching philosophy. He was busy teaching, also raising three kids, so he wrote slowly a novel called Omen Setter's Luck. He just had one copy of the manuscript, and it was stolen, so he had to start all over. When he finally finished it, it was rejected over and over again, but it was published in 1966. In 1995, he published The Tunnel, a novel that's more than 600 pages long, took him almost 30 years to write. And it's the birthday of Henry Ford, born on a farm near Dearborn, Michigan, 1863, who created the Model T and the concept of the assembly line. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, entitled Ben. You can see him in the village almost any time. He's always on the street. At noon, he ambles down to Jerry's in case a trucker who stopped by for lunch might feel like buying him a sandwich. Don't misunderstand, Ben's not starving. He's there each noon because he's sociable, not because he's hungry. He is a friend to everyone except the haughty. There are at least half a dozen families in the village who make sure he always has enough to eat, and there are places where he's welcome to come in and spend the night. Ben is a cynic in the Greek and philosophic sense, one who gives his life to simplicity, seeking only the necessities, so he can spend his days in the presence of his dreams. Ben is a vision of another way, the vessel in this place for ancient Christian mystic, Buddhist recluse, Taoist hermit, Chuang Tzu, the abbot, Moses, Meister Eckhart, Kamtul Rinpoche, Thomas Merton. All these and all the others live in Ben, because in America, only a dog can spend his days on the street or by the river in quiet contemplation and be fed. A poem by David Budbill, Ben, from his collection Jude Vine, published by Chelsea Green Publishing Company and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.